America should be on its face. And what would that sound like? What would that look like? It would look like being brokenhearted that God means so little to us. It would mean grieving that God is a whipping boy to be blamed for pain and almost never praised for pleasure. It would mean lamenting that God makes headlines only when man mocks his power, but no headlines for 10,000 days of wrath withheld. Oh, America, 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 get on your face. Your day is coming. That's the message of God. World, get down on your face. Your tsunami is coming. Jesus Christ said, all nature, down to the minutest providential act, is ruled by God. Matthew 10:29, are not two sparrows sold for a penny, and not one of them falls to the ground apart from my Father? What's the point of that? The most insignificant little bird dropping off a limb and becoming compost on the ground in which the trees grow, that does not happen without God Almighty, nor does the shifting of any plate on planet Earth. Jesus stood on the ocean and with one word stopped the waves. Shall we not believe in Christ? And he could have stopped the wave with one word, and he didn't. There is design in this suffering. And all of God's designs, all of Christ's designs are just and wise and good. Love is not making much of someone. Love is laboring and suffering, if necessary, to enthrall another person with what will make them eternally and infinitely happy, namely Christ. You may not copy him in this unless you are God. If there were a person in this room infinitely beautiful, infinitely worthy, infinitely valuable, infinitely satisfying, the most loving thing for that person to do would be to get attention from all of us and say, look at me, look at me, look at me. But there's nobody here like that. There is one being in the universe like that. There's one all-glorious being, one infinitely valuable being, one all-beautiful being, God in Christ, crucified and risen and reigning and coming. And therefore, in order for him to be loving, he must say, look at me, look at me, look at me. Is laboring and suffering in order to get attention for, worship for, delight in, satisfaction in God, so that he gets the glory, you get the joy, best of all possible.